Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Thursday, March 14th. Former President Donald Trump is expected to be back in court today, this time for his classified documents case. His lawyers are trying to get charges dismissed, but partly this hearing is about running down the clock. It's a common strategy Trump has used across all four of his criminal cases, exhausting every single avenue of appeal to push any actual trial dates until after the election in November. Trump clinched the Republican nomination this week, setting up a lengthy election period where he'll be balancing campaigning with a busy legal calendar. And his hush money trial is set to begin in less than 2 weeks' time. But Trump did get a win yesterday, when the judge overseeing the election subversion case in Georgia threw out six of the charges the former president and his co-defendants were facing. It means in total, across all four cases, he's now facing 88 charges instead of 91. We're still waiting to hear from that same judge whether the Fulton County DA will be dismissed from the case over an affair with the lead prosecutor. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit an abortion clinic in Minnesota today. It's part of her Fight for Reproductive Freedoms tour, and the White House says she'll talk to staff at a Planned Parenthood branch. Abortion access is considered a fundamental right under a Minnesota law that was brought in last year. Reproductive rights are already a huge part of President Joe Biden's re-election campaign as he tries to attract moderates, particularly women. A new KFF survey says about half of registered voters say this year's elections will have a major impact on access to abortion, and one in eight say it's the most important issue driving their vote. Last week, gunmen in Nigeria kidnapped more than 300 schoolchildren. Now, they say they'll kill them all if they don't get more than $600,000. That's what a member of the local community told CNN, saying they got a call demanding the money and giving the government 2 more weeks to pay the ransom. Local authorities say the students were taken last Thursday morning by armed bandits who stormed a school in Kuriga village. Some have been rescued, but 287 are still with the attackers. CNN's Stephanie Busari has more.
The shocking incident is a reminder of how vulnerable schools are in this part of the country. Amnesty International has slammed authorities for their, quote, consistent failure to protect citizens from abduction. Kaduna State, which borders the Nigeria capital, Abuja, has grappled with recurring incidents of kidnappings for ransom by bandits and has witnessed several mass abductions in recent years.
SpaceX will be hoping that third time's a charm today, as they once again attempt to test launch their gargantuan Starship rocket. The company got the go-ahead for the third test flight yesterday, and it's expected to happen sometime later this morning. It comes after two other attempts to get the huge spacecraft up to orbital speeds ended in explosions last year. And a lot is riding on Starship's eventual success, with CEO Elon Musk saying it's central to his mission to put humans on Mars. And speaking of Elon Musk,
it doesn't seem that he feels that he has any responsibility.
Don Lemon says he was dropped by X just hours after a tense interview with the CEO. That's next.
I don't have to answer questions from reporters.
That was Elon Musk talking to former CNN anchor Don Lemon in a rare interview for Lemon's new online show. And it got pretty tense when Lemon brought up how hate speech is handled on Musk's social media platform, X.
Don, the only reason I'm doing this interview is because you're on the X platform and you asked for it.
But Lemon told CNN that hours after he did the interview, his partnership with X went down in flames. X defended Musk's decision to pull the plug on its agreement with Lemon, saying, quote, "Like any enterprise, we reserve the right to make decisions about our business partnerships. And after careful consideration, X decided not to enter into a commercial partnership with the show." That's all for now. Our next episode drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.